have to this project took place and all the logistics and the back and forth, kind of tell me what did you do in the way of changing how sites are recorded? Or maybe not necessarily you in general, but this whole process, because you said before nothing really happened here in Alaska. So what resulted in organizing the data of the site?
Oh, nothing in a sense, because we were using pretty standard techniques. I mean, trowel. We didn't use screens because the roots and so on would clog up the screens. Recording was pretty standard. We had a week-long training session before each field season. I bought innumerable pack sacks, backpacks, and fitted them out with all of the tools that were needed, trowels and tapes, things like that. And we trained how to record the material, including besides, location and so on, the weather, the conditions, things like that. I don't say it was state of the art, but it was pretty close to it. But the main thing was that it was a salvage kind of program. Now, salvage programs have been going on in the lower 48 on highway construction and things like that, but nothing anywhere near this size. And they may have had bigger crews sometimes, but the area extent was much larger than anything else. It was the first time that the pipeline companies actually funded the operation. Logistics. Each of us had a vehicle, and we had unlimited helicopter time. The food, of course, was great.